This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The Georgia Republican Party has its state convention this weekend. A lot to talk about, with a Senate race looming and a very crowded primary field. The latest entry, former Secretary of State Karen Handel, but that is not the only thing they'll be talking about. One of the big debates inside the Republican Party, and outside of it as well, has been a new set of education standards that Georgia adopted. It's called Common Core, and it has become so controversial, at least in some circles, that the governor even issued an executive order about it earlier this week. WABE's Martha Dalton has been watching all of this. Martha, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me, Dennis.
A lot of us, and I'll include myself in this, don't know everything there is to know about Common Core. A lot of parents and a lot of students probably want to know, too. What is it?
Well, the Common Core is a set of standards. Now, Georgia has just completed year one of implementing just math and English language arts. But there are a set of standards that teachers use to teach concepts to kids, not to be confused with curriculum.
Georgia adopted this, and it was part of the idea of getting out of the old No Child Left Behind standards, correct?
Correct. The thought was that there was becoming sort of a mentality of teaching to the test. They wanted to develop a common set of standards that would focus on achievement more than focusing on just passing one test at the end of the year.
Georgia wasn't alone in this. I mean, a bunch of states have adopted this, right?
Correct. Georgia is one of 45 states that have adopted both English language arts and math. They do have plans to adopt science and social studies, but they're not there yet. They haven't done that yet. 45 states have adopted it. It was a state-led initiative. And Georgia was involved in the development of the standards with some help from the National Governors Association. And Sonny Perdue was an early, former Georgia governor Sonny Perdue was an early proponent of the Common Core.
So this was not something that was imposed by the feds. The states put this together, and Georgia was one of the states that did put it together, right?
That's correct. And I spoke to State Superintendent John Barge this week, who said that Georgia redid its curriculum in 2007, and those standards were so highly rated that they were used to help write the Common Core.
But somehow this has gotten very controversial, certainly within the ranks of the GOP. You have a Republican state superintendent supporting it. You have Governor Deal even saying, look, we opted into this. But he also had to reassure other Republicans that this would not mean federal control, right?
That's correct. There are some Republicans in the state legislature that are concerned that the adoption of these common standards will lead to a federal curriculum. That's not what's going on now, but they're worried that that's what could happen down the road.
So the governor issues an executive order this week that says the feds aren't going to tell us what to do.
Correct. He does. He says no federal curriculum will be implemented or be imposed on Georgia.
But in the process, he tried to explain what the difference is between a standard and the curriculum that teachers use in the classroom, right?
Right. He did.
Yeah. Let's listen to what he had to say about that.
Standards set the goals for what students should know and be able to do by the time they complete a grade level. Curriculum guides how a teacher teaches those standards. Curriculum has been and will remain a local decision.
So what the governor is basically saying is teachers will still be able to teach the way that they want to or the way their local school boards want them to. Am I quoting him correctly here?
That's correct. And I have a couple of standards that I can read, for examples.
This will help us understand a little more about what this is.
Right. So a standard is pretty basic and overarching. So what I did is I pulled some third grade language arts standards. And one of them says, describe the characters in a story, their traits, their motivations, their feelings, and explain how their actions contribute to the sequence of events. So that is the standard. Now, how teachers want to teach that standard, the curriculum, is up to them at the local level.
So this is basically the difference between goals and how you get there.
Right.
So now we have the Republican convention coming up, the state convention in Athens this weekend. There'll be a lot of talk about it, but will there be actually some sort of action taken, a resolution or something like that, that says we, the GOP, oppose this? And I gather there'll be a fight about that if it happens.
Right. I have heard that some Republicans want a resolution, that they want to have a resolution opposing the Common Core. Now, the Republican National Committee has already adopted a resolution opposing it. Some want that. I don't know that that will become a reality, but there is some interest.
So, to be continued.
That's right. Part two coming soon, I'm sure.
WABE's Martha Dalton. Martha, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Dennis.
Folks want to find out more about Common Core, what it is, how standards and curriculum are defined, all those things. We have what we hope is a very helpful little section on our website, wabe.org, and it's called Common Core FAQ.